Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Beis, Omud Beis, page 72, side B. The Gemara continues to ask a contradiction in the words of Rav Shimon himself. Ve'elo Kashya, but instead of asking a question on the answer in Rav Huna's view, but this Kashya, there's a contradiction in the words of Rav Shimon himself. Because in the Braisa over here, which was learned according to the view of Rav Shimon, it's explained that one who is Magdish, two trees, or three trees, one after the other, did not Magdish, did not consecrate the earth that's beneath them, because a person who makes Hegdish does it with a bad eye. But in the Braisa before, on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, Rav Shimon says that if he leaves over a charuk v'shikma for himself, they become holy. They themselves, why? Because hoyel v'yankim is the Hegdash. They do nurture from the field of Hegdash. So this tells us that he didn't leave over any karka, any earth, for them to nurture for himself. So it turns out that he is Magdish with a good eye. So there's a question of Shimon himself without Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers it differently, the words of Rav Shimon before, and also answers the contradiction in his words, and also the question of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Elo, but rather, when Rabbi Shimon said in the Braisa before that if he did not include in his Hegdish only the Charuv and the Shikma, because they nurture from Hegdish, his intention is not that he holds so. But he's saying L'devreim d'rabbonon ko'amar luhu. He's saying it according to the words of the Rabbanon who disagree on him. To them he is saying it, that the din needs to be so according to their view. And this is what he's saying to them. Lididi, according to my view, ki heichi, just like the moicher ba'ayin ra moicher, one who sells with a bad eye, magdish nami ba'ayin ra magdish, a person who also consecrates with a bad eye. And even in what the part that he is Magdish, Vishiyure Mishayer, and he leaves over for himself everything that he needs. And since he did not consecrate, but only the Charuv and the Shikma, these three, so therefore he left over for himself also in the field that he consecrated the portion of the ground that they need. So he never made it Hegdish. However, Lididchu, but according to your opinion, Rabbi Shimon is saying to them that you hold that a person is Magdish, consecrated with a good eye, Oidu li miho. So at least you should agree to me, the loy Hegdish, that his eye is not so good than a seller according to Rabbi Akiva, therefore that he didn't sanctify together with the field, but el charuva murkov v'sadon hashikma, only the charuva murkov v'sadon hashikma, because since his eye is good, he does not leave over the property for the nurturing. So it comes out that the charuva murkov v'sadon hashikma that left over from himself, that they're nurturing of Hegdash, and therefore he included them. But his eye is not better than this to include in the Hegdash even the pit and the gas and the shevach, the other pit and the nest. They are not included in the field. So why do you hold that he includes even the boyer and the gas in his Hegdash? And the Rabbanon said to him, lo yishna. There is no difference between a boir and a gas to being between a charuv and a shikma, because according to the view of the Rabbanon, a person who is magdish, his eye is so good, more than a seller, but like one who gives a gift, and his intention is to be magdish everything that is in the field, even if their connection to the field is just minimal. So it comes out according to this answer that we are able to go back and explain the words of Rav Huna as the Gemara thought in the beginning on Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, that this that he said, that a person that sells property and he leaves over two trees for himself, that he leaves over with them the earth that's underneath them, his words are correct even according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Shimon himself holds that one who consecrates is consecrated with a bad eye and leaves himself over the karka, and the charuv and the shikma are not nurturing from the field of the Hegdash, and there is no need to say that Rabbi Shimon says like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara goes back to question on what it explained, and that the Braisa before that talks about the redemption of Hegdish was learned like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara asks, "B'mayu kimtala? How did you interpret the halacha that was written in the beginning of this Braisa, that one who consecrates two trees, magdish two trees or three, one after the other, so that he did not magdish, he did not consecrate the karka, Rabbi Shimon, that it goes like Rabbi Shimon, but then this doesn't fit with the seifa of that braisa, because Ema seifa, look at the seifa, lo yoid elafilu higdish eso ilonis, but not only so, but even if he consecrated the three trees, baze achar ze, one after the other. Higdish eso ilonis v'chazar v'higdish lekarka. He consecrated the three trees one after the other, and then he goes ahead and he consecrates the karka. Kishu poide, when he redeems from the hegdish, poide eso ilonis bishov yeyen, he redeems the trees and their value. V'chazaru poide, and then he goes back and he redeems the earth according to the cheshbon of beizera chaymer soidim b'chamishim shekel. These are chaymer soidim for 50 shekel kesef, since the trees and the property were not consecrated at the same time, so they are two separate hekdashes, so that each one is redeemed by himself. So now the question is, if the braisa goes like Rav Shimon, why do we consider it as two hekdashes? Lazel Bosar Pidyain, let us follow the time of the redemption. At this particular time now, both of these are consecrated, the karka, the earth, together with the tree that's in it, and it's all called a field of trees. Vinifrico agav arayu, and they should be redeemed by way of the karka, and you shouldn't need to redeem them separately. The Shamin and Leila Rav Shimon, because we have heard about Rav Shimon, we know that Rav Shimon, the Ozil, Basor Pidyon, he goes after the time of redemption. So he doesn't look how or what happened at the time, how they became Hegdish, but rather he looks at the time of redemption. Where do we see so? The Tanya, for we learned in Abraisa, which deals with when a person is magdish, he consecrated in a certain way, if it is considered like a hegdish of Zdei Achuza, a Zdei Achuza means a field that inherited, so that you can redeem according to the cheshbon, according to the calculation of a base zera chomer se'orim b'chamishim shekel kesef, or we look at it as a zdei mikna, a field that was born, that was bought, in which is redeemed in its value. So we learn like this: minayin de lekeach sovida me'aviv, one who purchases a field from his father, v'yigdish, and then he consecrated it, and then his father dies, and this is the son that inherits his father. Minayin shetei lefon of gizayachuzo. How do we know that we should look at this field as a field of his inheritance, which whose halacha is that it's redeemed according to the cheshbon of a beis zera chomer se'orim, and not a like as the mikna, which is redeemed in its value? Talmud Leimar comes to teach us the pasuk by Yikra, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, Ve'im es dei miknosei asher loy mizdei achuzosei, and the pasuk says that he will be magdishit. So this pasuk we're learning that im es dei miknosei, that a sode, a field that he purchased, asher loy mizdei achuzosei, means she'en ru'uyo, that it's not fit, that it's not fit at the time that you are magdishit to become later on as deyachuzo, a field of inheritance. Then we look at it, and its judgment and its ruling is like as deymikna, like a field that you purchased. But yotz is azu, to exclude this type of field which he bought from his father, and then he consecrated it, and then the father dies. So at the time that he consecrated it, that was fit to be, when it comes the time to redeem it, it was fit to be as de achuzo because of the inheritance, because it's redeemed like as de achuzo. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says that this pasuk did not come to teach us that if he was magdish before his father dies, that it is like a field of an achuzah, like an inheritance field. But rather, this is coming to teach us, minayin lekeach sode me'oviv. Where do we know of one who purchased a field from his father, umeis aviv, and then his father dies? Ba'achar kach higdish, and then the son consecrates it. B'nayin shetei lefon of kizdei achuzo. How do we know that this should be a field and judged like a field of an inheritance according to the cheshbon of Zerach HaMersoidim? Talmud Loimar, the pasuk teaches, v'im es dei miknosoi, asher loy mizdei achuzosoi. And this pasuk is learned as follows, that only if a soda she'enos de achuzo, a field which is not a field of achuzo at the time that he's magdish, then that's called, that is as de mikna. Yotzu sazu, so this exception from this case, in which he was magdish after his father died, she'his de achuzo, that she was a field of inheritance at the time that he's magdish, and the halacha, her halacha is like is the achuzo. So the Gemara learns out v'ilu Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon, who disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they hold heiched the meis aviv v'achar kach higdisho, where the father died and afterwards the son was magdish, lo yitzrich ikro, then we don't need a pasuk to teach us that it's considered as his de'achuzah. And therefore they explain that ki yitzrich kro, that why did we need the pasuk to teach us only heichad yigdisha, where the son consecrated it first, v'achkach meisov, and then the father died. So the Gemara says, minolu. So from where did the Taka know that also when the son was magdish it, and then his father died, it's considered to be as de'achuzah? If from this pasuk, maybe it's coming to teach us like Rav Meir, that when the father dies and then it was magdashit, it's considered like zeach achuza. How do they know to include and teach us the additional din that even if the son consecrated it while the father was alive, we're going to say that it's dealt as the achuza? Elalav, but don't we have to say is mishum, because that they understood logically the azli basar pigeon, that we follow and we go after the time of redemption, and therefore they explained that the pasuk is coming to teach us that although that if he was magdishit and then the father died, it is as de achuzo, since that at the time of the redemption it was fit to be as de achuzo. So this means that we don't need a pasuk when it's actually as de achuzo too, because we don't care what the status was when he was magdish, is because we go basar pigeon. So since we explained in the Braise, in this Braise, that according to Rav Shimon, we follow the time of the redemption, so this makes a difficulty. How could we say the previous Braise, like his words, since in the end of the Braise we learn that if he consecrated through three trees, one after the other, and then he goes and he's magdish, and he consecrates also the ground, the earth, you have to redeem the trees by themselves and the karka and the earth by itself. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who follows the time of redemption, it should be sufficient to redeem them together. Because now, we should look according to now, at the time of redemption, both the trees and the karka are both consecrated, they're both kodesh, and it's all called together, it's called a field with trees. And the Gemara says and answers the question of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, "La'olam ba'alma, really, I will tell you, always, in general, in all places, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon le'ozli basar pidyon. They don't usually go after the time of the pidyon of the redemption. And v'hocha, but in the case of our Braise, they found a pasuk and a meaning of a pasuk, and they learned it from there, because they had a difficulty. In Cain, if so, if it's like the words of Rab Meir, that only when you consecrated after the death of his father, that is when it has the halacha of a sedei achuza, of a field of inheritance. Lichtev kro, the pasuk should have said, "V'im esdei miknosei asher loy achuzosei." Without the word misdei achuzosei, idami, or even if it would have said asher loy sdei achuzosei, not without the mis deyachumi, the mem deyachumi. And that would be sufficient to teach us that if at the time that he consecrated it, that he made it hegdish, it was also as deyachuzosoi, the halacha is not like as deymikna, but like as deyachuzo. But what is it that the Torah wrote, asher loy mis deyachuzosoi? So the lashon of mis deyachuzosoi is interpreted as miktsas soda, meaning a part of the field, and the pasuk is coming that only as she'ena ruya liyus de'achuza, only something that's not fit at all to be as de'achuza is considered as a purchased field which can be redeemed by its value. But yotzis ozoi, this one is excluded, which he sanctified, and then his father died. It is fit to be as the achuza at the time of the pidyon. and that is redeemed like as the Achuzah. Yeah. But while we learned in the Braise before on Omad Aleph that a person who consecrates three trees together, he also consecrates together with them the earth which is necessary for their nurturing. So the Gemara brings the statement of Rav Huna, which is connected to this matter, and also adds to it additional statement in a similar way in another matter. Before we learned in the Samaches Amud Beis that one who sells a field did not sell with it the charuv hamurkov, the grafted charuv, v'sadna shikma, because they are more important than other trees, and they're not included in the field. Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, charuv hamurkov v'sadon hashikma, toiras ilon olav, the charuv hamurkov hashikma have the halacha of tree on it, v'toiras karkolov, and also the laws of the earth is on it. Toiras ilon olav, it has the laws of a tree with regards the heicha the agdish oizabin, that in a way, the place where he was magdish or he sold shnei ilonis, two trees, and then the high and together two normal trees, the high and together with them he either was magdish or he sold a charuv or a shikma. Yesh loy karka, he has the property, the needs that's necessary for their nurturing, just like a person who purchases three trees in his friend's field, because they too are more important, because although they are more important than the other trees, nevertheless their importance does not take away from their power. On the other hand, we also have Toiras Karka Olof, we also have the ruling of Karka, of earth on them. In the, for far as the matter, the Limizdabin Agav Ara, that it cannot be sold as part of the field because of its importance, like we learned before. The Omar Rabbi Huna, and another thing said Rabbi Huna, with regards to another matter, similar saying, Oimer Sheyeshboy Sosaim, that a group of Shiboilim, a large group of Shiboilim, that has the measure of Sosaim, of grain, two saw of grain, Toiras Oimer Olov and Toiras Godish Olov, it has the ruling of an Oimer and it has the ruling of a Godish. Toiras Oimer Olov, it has the ruling of an Oimer with regards the Shnei Oimorim, that two of these Oimorim that he forgot in the field, the laws of Shikha applies to them, that they have Shikha, that you're not permitted to go back and take them, but you leave them for the poor people. However, if you leave Shnayim, two regular Oimrim, then, so if he has Shnayim, two regular Oimrim, Vehu, and also this large Oimer, which has two Sosayim together with the other one, Einon Shikha, they are not considered Shikha, just like the Aloha is when a person forgets three normal size of bundles, normal Oimrim, normal bundles of the Shiboilim that were bundled when cut off from the field. Because when you have three, they don't have a din of Shikha. However, Toiras Godish Olav, it also has looked upon as already as a Godish, as a granary on it. With regards to what we learned, the Tanan, we learned in Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, that an Oimer sheyesh boi sosayim, that a bundle that has sosayim, shechochay ein shikha, if he forgets it, it's not shikha. So that is that his halacha with regards to this, he's considered already a godish. It's not anymore a bundle because it's so large, but it's considered like a godish, like a storage place for this grain. What this is, a godish is a heap of, made up of this, of these bundles, which doesn't have a loch of shikha. Now we learned in our Mishnah before, and Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, that one who sanctifies his field sanctified all of it. Rav Shimon said that a person who sanctifies his field did not sanctify but the charuv, the carob that was grafted, and the sadan hashikma. The Gemara explained earlier that Rav Shimon himself holds that even the charuv hashikma himself, he is not included in the hegdish. And in our Mishnah, he only said his words according to the view of the Rabbana. Now the Gemara is going to bring another statement with regards to this matter. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chona, Omar Ish Lakish. Rabba, the son of Bar Chona, said in the name of Ish Lakish, as far as the matter of charuv hamurkov v'sadon hashikma, that if he included them in the consecration of his field, Bonu l'machloikis Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosef v'Rabbonon, that we come to a disagreement between Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosef and Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, they are Kaddish, they are consecrated, including the field, because a person is Magdish with a good eye, as we learned in the Mishnah. But Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosef holds that they're not Kaddish, as the Gemara explained before in the opinion of Shimon, that he's such a bad eye that he's Magdish, that even the Charuv, which nurtures a lot from the field, still does not become Kaddish, does not become consecrated.